chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, August 24th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. If it's Tuesday, that can mean only one thing. Dwayne Long is here, and his dogs might be too. Dwayne, how goes it?
I am absolutely enjoying it. Do you realize how close we are to the season? I am so worked up.
I think officially we are at 9 days until kickoff Thursday in Minneapolis. We will be there with bells on. First, let's deal with some current events. The much ballyhooed merger between the Pac-12, the Big Ten, and the ACC looks like it's going to be a go. What that will all entail, we will find out. You can get an excellent report on this from our network. It is up there now. Please go check that out. Obviously, this is a story that we'll take on many levels as it grows. Dwayne, since you last joined us, Ohio State has added its first commitment to the class of 2023. There has also been a very important crystal ball for 2023. But first, let's talk about tight end Ty Lockwood. The very first commitment in the class of 2023, as we said, seems to fit a mold here for tight end.
He's this kid, I'm telling you, we haven't recruited a tight end like this. We haven't got a tight end like this since Rucker came in. He is just so athletic. He catches the ball like a wide receiver. He's going to get down and move people on the line of scrimmage. Really outstanding get, Buckeye Nation. This is a really good football player. Good way to start the class off.
Another 2023 crystal ball was thrown by the dean himself, Bill Kerlick, and this one is a biggie as well. Troy Bowles, son of Todd Bowles, former New York Jets head coach, former Redskins safety, now defensive coordinator for the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, hence his son attending Tampa Jesuit. Class of 2023, you've probably seen the clip if you have the Twitter. He is as explosive a young linebacker as you will see and still only about 205 pounds. He is the top linebacker on their board in 2023. A crystal ball from Bill is very encouraging. Obviously, you are a Troy Bowles fan.
Oh, my goodness. This is what Dan calls a werewolf. This is a werewolf. This kid is a monster. There's a clip out there. Two steps. And he absolutely destroys this kid. Just, you know, it's like, oh, man. You react like that when you see this hit. Just a tremendous football player. To me, he is the prototype for a linebacker now coming out of high school. Just perfect. He plays in space. You look like you got another safety out there. I don't know how many interceptions he has on his on his sophomore film, and then he gets out on the edge, and he's a great blitzer. This kid is exactly what you're looking for, not just the number one linebacker on our board. He should be the number one player on our board for 2023. This kid is special, and that crystal ball makes me just about giddy after watching his film. He is something else, Dan.
The definition of who you would go after to play the bullet position. Now, he's only a junior, so he may grow out of that, but his father was a 230-pound safety in the league. They list him at 205 pounds now, and if you look at him, he's not completely filled out yet, so the fact that he's bringing that kind of impact is just staggering. So And yes, Dwayne has alerted me that I incorrectly used the word Redskins. I apologize to those of you that are offended. I grew up in the D.C. area. It is habit. Lord knows what they're going to change their name to. At least we know it won't be Guardians. We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk more recruiting.
If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.
All right, we are back. The class of 2022 looks real good. Now, we did lose a quarterback out of it and gained one in 2021. Quinn Ewers, he's on campus, but there are still spots to be filled in 2022. Dwayne is going to give you his 5 guys if he was pulling the trigger. Dwayne, recruit number 1 for 2022 to join the Buckeyes. Who should it be?
Cam Dewberry. Here's the thing. When you have a down year on the offensive line like this, you don't want to reach. You absolutely do not want to reach. But also, what quality is out there, you want to get it. And that Cam Dewberry is that kind of a football player. He's a dominating lineman. Huge kid. There seems to be a lot of chatter out there that he was put off during his visit. And I'm like, that doesn't make any damn sense at all. But he's a kid that we really want to bring in here.
Cam Dewberry out of Humble, Texas, offensive lineman. If you look at his crystal ball action, it's all Ohio State and Texas A&M. And I do think, if you guys remember correctly, he had some super effusive quotes about Ohio State when he left his visit, tried to commit on the visit. I think there is some fear that Texas A&M is going to be able to get him in the end, even though there are crystal balls thrown by people like Bill Kerlick. So that could possibly be the holdup. Let's see how this progresses with Dewberry. It does feel like it's going to be Texas A&M or Ohio State. Who's number 2?
Number 2 is going to be Eni White. Eni White is – we got to get some keep the flow of defensive ends. Elite defensive ends coming in here. You have to get after the passer. Number 1 priority of the defense in this day and age, the way they're throwing the ball around all over the field. And this kid can get to the quarterback. That's and we seem to be in a good place with him right now, even though he's running his mouth about wanting to be a linebacker. He's just not. He's too big. He's going to be a defensive end. Get him in here. And, maybe put some numbers down in front of him as far as who's making what in the NFL. The linebackers are not paid like defensive ends. That's no. He needs to think about his future in that respect.
Ohio State's on-field advertising in college will be Jack Sawyer and JT Tuimoloau. They are also going to get onto the field as true freshmen. That is something I'm sure Eni White is going to want to see. And like you said, every time you turn on the television to watch the NFL, you're going to see a Buckeye go after the quarterback and be paid handsomely to do so. Dwayne, number 3.
Number 3 is going to be Chris McClellan. I love his film. I love the frame on this kid. He's listed at like 285. He looks like he's 260. Just a great build on him. The way his body looks, he's going to be athletic enough. We could run him out from defensive tackle to defensive end. And, like we've been doing that for years with a number of players over the last few years. That kid could be very, very important to us as far as keeping fresh talent on the field. And he really had a great visit recently. And I think there's some crystal balls coming our way with him. Great looking football player. Got to get these defensive linemen in here.
There are crystal balls rolling towards Ohio State for McClellan, and there have been for a while. He is from Oklahoma. I know the Sooners made a late push, but there was a crystal ball thrown recently for McClellan to Ohio State from an Oklahoma State guy. It always feels good to get one from out there. Remain optimistic about Chris McClellan. Like you said, a elite defensive tackle prospect. Number 4.
Number four is going to be maybe you would call it a long shot. Some people say we are definitely in it, and others say not so much. That's Shamar Stewart, another elite pass rusher. 260 pounds, they list him at. Looks more like 250, 255. Great looking prospect. And again, you have to get after the quarterback. And the way we're losing defensive linemen early, we will. I don't think any Buckeye fans going to need to be reminded of how important it is losing these guys early. Look what happened to us at cornerback. We're you know all excited about these guys being you know early entry NFL guys, great advertising. Yeah, well, you got to replace them too. So going after these top defensive linemen, kids especially that can play in, Eni White and Shamar Stewart are ends, and McClellan could play end. I think he could help us out there, you know, in on short yardage and just when we want to rotate more bodies in their defensive end.
Stewart, the five-star from Apalaca, Florida, Monsignor Pace High School, talked to 24/7 Sports' Andrew Ivins last week. I think this was 8 days ago. And the vibe then was that Texas A&M and Ohio State were running 1-2 with Miami, Georgia right behind those guys. So Texas A&M and Jimbo Fisher getting into the mix with some better dudes here. That's a name we're starting to hear a little bit more often. All right, Dwayne, finish it off with number five.
Number five is Xavier Nwankwo. He is an absolutely stud safety. This kid runs and hits. He plays the ball. He does it all. You know, I know we're supposedly in a battle with Notre Dame over him. That's a kid we need to get. We need to pump up. We're always been recruiting great cornerbacks for quite some time, but safety, not so much. I would actually, if I had a couple more slots, I would add Zion Branch too. But, you know, you got to get one of those two. You got to try to get one of those two. If you got room, you take them both. You know, for a while there, it seemed like we were going to have a shot at both of them. And that would have been the best pair of safeties we've had in recent memory come in one class.
Nwankwo and Branch could still both end up at Ohio State. I think that's very fluid. And they are in on some other great safeties, even in the class behind in Sonny Styles. So like you said, there is a chance they're going to be amping up the safety position, and it will be a sight for sore eyes. We appreciate Dwayne stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.